Both the federal and provincial governments have gifted us once again with things we didn't ask for this Christmas in the form of checks for $250 and $200, respectfully. It's like rummaging under the tree and pulling out a chia pet. It's a nice thought and all, but could you not have paid down some debt or better still, reduced taxes? That's what we are asking for. Are we that flush with money that we can toss it around like Richie Rich and Daddy Warbucks on holiday? Don't get me wrong, $450 bucks is nothing to sneeze at. I'm happy to get some cash back, especially when it's mine. But why do we keep getting things we did not ask for from the province like a buck a beer, but stuff we need, like a coordinated medical system? Not so much. The feds went one better this Christmas season with no tax on candy, fast food, restaurants and Lord bless them, booze. If building roads and dental care doesn't work, maybe cheap alcohol can carry the day. If we can add cigarettes, the four horsemen of the apocalypse will smile upon us. With all that candy and booze, can death be far off? This year, I'm giving my kids Robin Hood Pez dispensers. Each time they swallow their tax-free candy, they'll be reminded that governments rob us so they can give it back. The shocker is not that conservatives and liberals are the same, but that they think I can be bought so cheaply. Listen, I'm not rich, I use a Samsung phone, not an iPhone, a sure sign of my poverty. Governments must be getting desperate. If dental care and ridding bike lanes don't work, let's toss candy at the kids watching the Santa Claus parade. Maybe that will get them to vote for us. I want more, cue Oprah. You get a car, and you get a car, etc. Is a bribe of a few hundred bucks enough to make us feel good about these opposing teams? I'm reminded of a mayor, of maybe New York? Who said, I'm not surprised officials are corrupt, I'm just surprised they could be bought with a simple meal or an apple off a fruit cart. If I sound cynical, who, me cynical? I am not entirely cynical about all politicians. My guess is, and it's just a guess, that some of them are cringing at the giveaway, but whatcha gonna to do? Let me lay my tax-free chicken fingers on the table. You may think the government is efficient or maybe not, but my point is that I think we get lots for our taxes. Those who complain about all the money giving to anybody who wants an apology will happily take this money and declare that we are finally getting something from our government. If you are liberally minded, you think the government doesn't do enough, and if conservative, you think it's doing too much, all overreach. All I'm asking is that the federal and provincial governments take this money and invest it in something worthwhile. If we have a pile of money sitting around, estimated to cost $6 billion in federal money and $3 billion in provincial money, how about just lowering taxes? Hey, if the government wants to give me cash, I'm not stupid. I'll say thank you. I'll launder it at some restaurant or buy enough McNuggets to choke a horse. I just wish that life was more affordable and we did not need to have these giveaways. Maybe that should be the focus. Anyway, Merry Christmas to you. If I give you a chia pet, will you like me? After all, it's the thought that counts.